Thank you for coming. We're so honored each of you have chosen to come. The program this morning is the story of Christmas, focusing on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're so delighted each of you have come. Let's pray, and the children will make their way out. Their first song starts with young people from our church, and we're looking forward to hearing their song as they sing. It's Christmas time, and it's a great song. I love to see them sing. And while they're en route, let's pray together and ask the Lord's blessings upon this service this morning. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Christmas time. Thank you for the opportunity to remember your Son in a world that doesn't want to remember Him. They X Him out of the Christmas season. But I pray that today we would understand why He needs to be in our hearts and in our lives, not only now, but for eternity. I pray you bless every aspect of the program, and thank you for our sweet friends who've chosen to come. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning and welcome to the Christmas story. I'm so glad that you came this morning. Now, for just a few minutes, I want to ask you to eliminate all distractions. Turn off your mobile devices and electronic devices and cell phones for just a few minutes. Ignore your tweets and chirps and squawks and notifications and status updates and so forth for just a little while. I ask you to forget about what happened on the way to the service this morning in the car or on the bus, and focus. Focus tonight on one singular thought, Jesus. The story of Christmas has been diluted, watered down, even diminished. But today we want to bring it all back to the basics. You're going to meet and hear perspectives from people who were actually there. Some who heard the angels and who actually saw the Christ child. So for just a little while today, ignore all the distractions and focus on Him. Focus on Jesus.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
As long as I can remember, we've been waiting on the Messiah to come. Our family, our tribe, our whole nation. I always knew that he'd come, but let's be honest, it's not like I'm from Jerusalem or someplace special. I'm just a girl from Nazareth. But everyone knows that not much good comes from Nazareth. It never has. I thought for sure that angel had come to the wrong house with his announcement. But if that's what God wanted, who was I to tell him he was wrong? And Joseph, God bless that wonderful man. He could have joined in with everybody else. He could have had me sent away, and he could have even killed me. He just never broke his promise to marry me. So when he had to go to Bethlehem for the census, I was honored to ride by his side. Oh, even with heartburn, and bloated cankles and 9 months of pregnancy behind me. Oh, you know those women who try different things to induce labor, like going on frequent walks or trying to eat spicy foods? What they really should do is go on a bumpy 70-mile trip to Bethlehem on the back of a donkey. And not long after I got there, and I had never done this myself, but even I knew it was time. And with every wave of pain, I tried to ignore the fact that my family wouldn't be there to help me, that I'd be bringing this baby into a world without the familiarity of home. But when Jesus finally came, I forgot all of that, though. I wrapped him in clothes, and I tried to make the most comfortable bed I could with just the only thing that I had was an animal's feeding trough. Joseph said I should have been sleeping then, but I couldn't stop staring at him. There he was, the one the angel told me about. My son. My Messiah. My heart was so full, I couldn't even find words big enough to express it. I know I'm not the first young mother to bring a child into this world. It's always been that way, but as I looked down at my son, my Redeemer, I knew that he would change everything because he had already changed me.
Though my heart knows.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
It was the scariest, most difficult, confusing, exciting, most wonderful day of my life. I mean, when you realize that God is allowing you to be a father, I don't know what to compare that to. And then on top of that, when it seems that he's deemed you fit to be the stepfather to his son, it's overwhelming. He was a perfectly healthy, happy baby boy that came into the world, I guess just like most every other kid, you know. I get why they call it labor. I mean, since I was 12, I've worked every day of my life, but never worked as hard as Mary worked that night. She was amazing. And not just that night. I mean, through all of it. Through the months of people talking about us behind our back, and to the week-long journey to Bethlehem. And then we get there. And she takes an ordinary feeding trough, and she turns it into a cradle. None of it seemed to faze her. She's amazing. You know what? Through all of it, I never heard her once ask why. Why? You know, she just did everything God asked her to do. And if she didn't understand why things happened, she knew God was in control. She just followed his will. I get it. Man, I get why God chose her. I really do. But what I don't understand is why he chose me.
Must have been surprised at the way this road had taken him. It's never been a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life.
And Joseph said, why me?
Why me?
I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why he?
Why he?
Inside this stable filled. She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world.
could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, why me, a simple man of trade, with all the rulers in the world,
why here,
why me,
inside this stable filled with hay,
why her,
she's just an ordinary girl.
But this is such a strange way
to save the world. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say.
But this is such a strange way.
This is such a strange way. This is such a strange way.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
As you can see, this is probably not the story of Christmas as you may have heard it. Can you imagine what it must have been like for Joseph and Mary that night? They knew that they had the Messiah. They knew that the Savior of the world was with them, and nobody would let them in. They knew they had the answers to all of the world's problems, but nobody had room for them. I wonder, what would you have done? Do you have room? Would you have let them in that night? Are you willing to make room in your life for the Messiah? For the Savior of the world? Isn't there just one spot in your life for Him?
Listen. If I'd have known then what I know now, there would have been room in my inn. Oy vey, I would have given my own bed. But I didn't know. How could I know, right? Now Bethlehem is so full of people, the government made everybody go back to their hometown and register. You know the government's going to get their money. Faced with the prospect of staying with their in-laws, my inn got full real quick. I remember that day. We were full before dinner time. Now it's 2-3 hours after dinner when they show up. Talk about desperate. He was exhausted and scared. And she was about to burst. And as they're approaching my place, I'm thinking in my head, I know what I'll say to them. I'll say, I'm sorry, we don't have room. But by the time they got there, they just stand there for a minute, gather their thoughts. And he looks down and he's thinking. And I notice her, and she winces ever so slightly in pain. Then he looks at me and he says, please. That's all he says, please. Let me tell you a story. I'm 5 years old, all right? I'm helping my mother set the table. I notice that she has one too many plates. So I say to her, Ma, you got one too many plates, you know? And she says back to me, you never know who may show up. I look at her like, what? She walks over to me and she says, you never know who God may bring your way. You always make room. So I look back at the couple and I say to them, I don't know where we'll put you, but we'll make the room for you. And we did. Now, it wasn't the nicest room, but it's all I had to give them. Mom was right. You always make room.
Child divine is now a king, the
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
It was a night like any other night, except for that angel. I ain't seen nothing like it before or since. Us shepherds, we don't get a lot of excitement out there in that pasture. But that angel, it was so bright, so beautiful. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, though. Sam, you've been out in that pasture just a little bit too long. And you'd be correct. But that all changed when that angel came right on up to us. And that angel said, Don't be afraid. And I was like, Too late. And then the angel said, No, I wrote it down. Milk, bread, cheese. Oh, no, that's my grocery list, sorry. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And then the angel said, Go, he's lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Go on and find him. Like, okie dokie. So, we're all just sitting around, and then one of the shepherds, I think it was Steve, he's like, Hey, what are we doing? Let's get out of here. Let's go on to Bethlehem. So we hightailed it on out of there, and we found that beautiful little baby. I tell you, I was a different man after that. God chose me. And no one's ever chose me for anything before. I'll never forget what that angel said, though. The angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy to all people. And that means you too.
When the herald angel appeared, saying peace on earth, goodwill to men, rejoice, the Savior is here.
Glad tidings of great joy, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not, behold, I bring to you glad tidings of comfort and joy.
Ages of time have now come and gone since that night in Bethlehem. Yet still today, for all the world, God sends His message again.
Glad tidings of great joy, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not, behold, I bring to you glad tidings of comfort and joy.
Amen.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Wait, someone needs to stay and watch the sheep.
What are you talking about?
Somebody needs to stay and watch the sheep.
They're sheep, okay? They eat, they poop, they sleep, they'll be fine, let's go!
You know, that's the same exact thing you said when we went to go see the Mutton and Son concert, and we watched it, and we lost half our flock. Half the flock!
Angels, didn't you see them? They just popped out of the sky, and instead of sprinting over to Bethlehem, you're over here like, no, we gotta take care of the sheep. What about their abandonment issues?
Hey, guys. I'm gonna race you, okay? Last one there is a stinky loincloth. Let's go.
Look. Okay? The angels are there, okay? That's why they call them guarding angels.
No, it's guardian angels. Guardian.
Tomato, who cares? Now let's get going.
Somebody needs to stay with the sheep. You know it, I know it, and the sheep know it.
Sheep don't feel.
You can't prove that.
Fine. There's only one way to solve this.
Rock, parchment, shears.
All right. Loser stays with the sheep. Rock, parchment, shears, shoot!
Duh.
Rock, parchment, shears, shoot!
Duh.
Rock, parchment, shears, shoot!
Duh. Tonight in the town of David, a Savior will be born
right.
unto you?
Right.
Why did the angel say that? Why did the angel come tell a bunch of lowly shepherds about the coming of the Messiah? Why us?
I don't know why us, but they did. So maybe this Messiah isn't just come for people that matter. Maybe he's come for people just like us, which is all the more reason why we should go.
I know. It's been a crazy night. It's been a lot to take in,
hey,
right?
Hey, did you see? Did you see how fast I was running? I was over there like a lightning bolt. It was amazing. Hey guys, you're never going to believe this, but I forgot my good cloak. Can you imagine me meeting the Messiah without my good cloak? That's just ridiculous. I can't even... I'll see you later.
Let me bottom line this for you, okay? I for one, cannot not go see this Messiah, okay? So if you're expecting me to, instead of going to meet the man who is going to change everything, to stay here and watch some sheep, well, that's just not going to work for me.
You're right. But... before we go, not trying to nitpick or anything, but you said cannot not, and that's a double negative. It is. So before we go, promise me you will not talk in front of the Messiah like that. Promise me.
He's a baby. In swaddling clothes. I don't think he's going
to...
Fine, me talk pretty. Now let's get going.
Wait. I think I solved the problem here.
What are you guys still doing here? It's the King of Kings. What are you waiting for? Less standing, more running.
Frank,
yeah?
Take a knee.
Oh, okay.
A minute ago, we played rock, parchment, shears.
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
You lost.
Oh.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
she wrapped her tiny baby to warm him from the cold. Hardly what she pictured in the prophecies of old. It seemed almost impossible to think it could be true. But as she pondered in her heart, she knew. They marveled at the promises this baby came to keep. His father must have felt it with great sadness.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was even conceived in the womb.
Thank you. the prophets centuries old. The birth of Messiah has been long foretold, that unto you, now unto you, Christ is come. Have seen a great light. The Redeemer of our hearts has been born this night. Now unto you, now unto you, Christ is come.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
God had been silent for 400 years. We knew because we were listening, in a sense. My job is to listen. You wouldn't call a person that talks a lot a wise man, would you? No. You would call them many, many things, but a wise man wouldn't be one of them. My position is to look for signs everywhere. A star, for example. I can look at a star and watch it and wait and see what the star is trying to tell us. I read one time of a star that would announce a new king. And then one day, there it was, a beacon in the night, a star like unlike any other star I'd ever seen before. And so I followed it. Several of us, we followed this star. We were seeking after this new king, the Messiah. It was bizarre. The star would lead, it would move, we would follow. Our journey took 2 years. And it led us to Judea. We were willing to do whatever it took for as long as it took to get him. And then the star stopped. It just stopped, shining down over this small cottage. Our journey ended not at a palace for a king, but at a home for a peasant. This was it. I mean, we gathered our thoughts. We gathered our gifts. We did all that we could do to contain our emotion. And behind those doors was the one we had been searching for, seeking for this entire time. It was a new king, a king that could command the stars in the sky and yet choose to dwell among us, a king that spoke and the word became flesh. God was finished being silent. That night, we knelt, we bowed down before this young child, and each one of us laid gifts at his feet. We had to. We couldn't help it. For 400 years of silence, broken by the cries of the Son of God.
So this is the story of Christmas. What does it mean to you? If God asked you to do something great as he did with Mary, would you be willing? If God asked you to trust him and to serve him as he did Joseph, would you be willing? If God told you that something great and wonderful was about to happen, and you should follow him like he said to the shepherds, would you go? Would you be willing to do whatever it took to get to the Savior as the wise men did? So why don't you just put aside the distractions? Forget about your excuses and focus on the fact that Jesus came for you. He was born for you. And he died for you. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, or so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came seeking for you. And wise men still seek him today.
Of every man, there's a hunger, a thirst for truth that must be satisfied. My journey took me halfway to hopelessness, but now my search is over, for I have found His love. Have changed the searching, still continues.
The light still shines for all who choose to see. That hope was born to shatter the dark.
you very much. What a great job. Oh, there's some sweet things happening today in the service. We rejoice with that. Not only that, but for so many sweet friends we've met for the first time or visiting today, thank you for coming.